Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This is Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS, with a commentary for Miketz, Strangers to Ourselves. The Joseph narrative contains a striking number of contronyms, words that simultaneously convey opposite meanings. Why? Contronyms are a natural linguistic expression of the Torah's insistence that a both-and perspective is essential to understanding deep truths, other people, and ourselves. The portrayal of Joseph is a prime example. Is Joseph a hero who saves everyone from famine? Or is he an authoritarian enabler who, seduced by proximity to power and wealth, sets the stage for oppression by consolidating land, wealth, and population control under Pharaoh? Are his machinations with his brothers a test of their remorse and repentance, calculated to lead to reconciliation? Or is he using his position to exact revenge, cruelly toying with his brothers and father's fears? Is he genuinely pious? Or does he abuse his charismatic gifts in the service of his ego, invoking God to shore up his position or to appear humble and disinterested? Does he truly wield power? Or has he surrendered his agency, becoming the highest-ranking slave to Pharaoh, enslaved as well to his own emotional needs? The answer in every case is yes. But it's hard to hold simultaneously such conflicting views of one person. So depending on how we've read Joseph in the past and what we expect from our biblical ancestors, do we want to admire and emulate them? Do we want to critique them? We as readers are likely to credit some aspects of the story while discounting or not even noticing other details, as with people in our lives. Absent significant effort and ongoing study, we tend to construct for ourselves an artificially smooth narrative of who Joseph is, consisting of only part of the reality. This tendency helps explain the most striking contronym in the story, the root Nun Chaf Resh, which is used within a single verse to mean both recognize and unrecognizable. When Joseph saw his brothers, he recognized them, vayakirim, but he made himself unrecognizable, vayitnaker, to them. Genesis 42:7. The term refers to actual identification, of course, but it suggests much more. I recognize someone when I see them accurately as an independent other, acknowledging and accepting what we share and also how we differ. To not be recognized is to be overlooked or seen falsely, as a partial rather than whole self or a projection of the one seeing. The problem of recognizing an other is thus entangled with the problem of recognizing oneself. If I don't recognize my own preconceptions, biases, unconscious narratives, agendas, etc., how can I know if I'm truly seeing anyone else? Joseph recognized, via care, his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Lo hichruhu. The Midrash explains that Joseph could recognize his brothers because when he left them, they were already fully mature and bearded. He, however, was a youth, and the greater change in his appearance made him unrecognizable now. Genesis Rabbah 91:7. But in a stunningly insightful and very contemporary reading, the Or HaChaim, Chaim ibn Attar from 18th century Morocco, rejects this. He explains that usually once I know you dawns on one person, The other too senses it unconsciously and begins scrutinizing more carefully, eventually also realizing, ah yes, I do know this person. But here the Torah specifically informs us that that didn't happen. Why? Because seeing him in such an exalted position, says the Or HaChaim, they had already decided what they would see in him and distanced this thought from their consciousness. In other words, because the brothers' operative narrative had Joseph in a debased, disempowered state, at the bottom of an actual pit the last time they saw him, they were unable or unwilling to recognize him raised high. This reading comes remarkably close to what cognitive scientists call confirmation bias, the human tendency to only notice or give credence to data if it can be understood as conforming to our existing beliefs, such that our views of self and other tend to reinforce themselves. The brothers' confirmation bias prevented them from recognizing him. But Joseph made himself strange, an alternate translation of Vayitnaker, a good description of the conscious effort required to see past what we already believe. And so he could recognize them. Now we can understand the profound significance of having the same word mean both recognize and unrecognizable. A simple inability to make a physical identification may be the result of too little familiarity. But deeper failures of recognition are often a problem of too much familiarity. We fail to truly see someone because we think we already know who they are. Recognition thus depends upon a kind of estrangement, allowing who and what we think we know to become a bit foreign, becoming strangers to ourselves. It is no accident that this insight is highlighted just at this point in the story, as it begins its movement toward the dramatic reconciliation of brothers who hated and hurt one another. Stepping out of our familiar interior landscapes into a strange land of new thoughts, becoming a bit foreign to ourselves, takes effort and courage. But it is essential to moving past hatred, to seeking and granting forgiveness, to truly seeing and understanding the other, ourselves, and our world.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts and discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.